Welcome. 6 o'clock, we'll start the regular meeting of the Rockland City Council, Rockland Public Finance Authority, and Successor Agency for February 23rd, 2016. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Barbara, roll call, please.
Councilmember Magnuson.
I was on. Present.
Vice Mayor Butler.
Here.
Councilmember Ruslan.
Here.
Mayor Janda.
Present.
And Councilmember Yule is excused.
Okay. First on the agenda, reports and boards from committees and commissions. Who would like to start? Diana?
I just have a couple things. One is Barbara emailed you information. I am a member of the board member for the Placer County Air Pollution Control District, and we have a new director, Eric White, and he will be conducting a district CEQA review process on March 29th. And so information was sent to everyone. I think it's great to, if you could attend, just to go over the tools, internal review process, role of CEQA, just because of to make sure we're all updated on, you know, what's going on. So he's making that available. The other thing is I also serve on the Capital Corridor, JPA, and there is a, for our station here in Rockland, we'll be getting security cameras. And so there is one, two, three, four stations that are not that don't have any cameras. So we'll be getting those installed. And it's $1.5 million for all of them, but the Capital Corridor Reinvestment Funds and the Safety Security Grants cover that. So we'll be getting those, which are overdue and needed. So those will be coming. And the other thing is George and I are on the RUGLA Awards Committee. And we talked about and just wanted to briefly review that Barbara has it on the website for applications, but we were hoping to push it out maybe Facebook through the city to encourage more people to apply. So
social media
to heighten the awareness, because not everyone goes on the website. So it will be open for a month. We're scheduled for April. Originally was April 12th. That's going to be moved because three of us will be on CAP-to-CAP. And we set that date prior to us going what the dates were. So Barbara will be working on that. And that's
great.
It.
Thank you. Dave?
The Western Class Waste Management Board meeting for last month was canceled. Or it's canceled for this month and the previous month. For February, all we had was minor items, just updates on the gas flows and the progress we're having on the gas turbines out there and going out to bid on those. So it was just minor. There just haven't been any major problems lately, which is always kind of nice.
Good.
I sent you all a memo. Hopefully you had a chance to read that. But just outlines a couple of decisions that were made at the SACOG board, Sacramento Area Council of Governments. The board approved the EIR for the Metropolitan Transportation Plan, which is a three-year document that guides our region's transportation and land use, transportation investments and how it interacts with land use decisions and jurisdictions around the region, and also approved the actual Metropolitan Transportation Plan and Sustainable Communities plan. And really, basically, by SACOG being proactive and demonstrating our region's willingness and ability to comply with state and federal air quality requirements and such, it allows us to be eligible for transportation dollars regionally and also allows local jurisdictions to be eligible for additional grants. Also attended a strategic planning meeting of the SACOG board, hosted by Susan Rohan, who's the mayor of Roseville, chair of the SACOG board. She's very interested in syncing up adjustments to the strategic plan with the job description and the search for the next executive director of SACOG. So that's a very worthwhile endeavor. And she's making sure that the SACOG board representatives visit with all the city managers and senior staff around the region to get their input on what qualities and characteristics they would recommend that the next executive director have. So we're trying to schedule a meeting here in Rockland in March, so we'll keep you posted on that. And today I attended a meeting in Auburn as chair of the Placer County Economic Development Board. Remember, we're attempting to draft a countywide economic development strategy that will guide our work in the county from an economic development standpoint. And we met with the three city managers from Colfax, Auburn, and Loomis today because they don't have their own economic development staff. They're very supportive. And previously we met with economic development staff from Roseville, Rockland, Lincoln, all of whom are very supportive. So it looks like we're making good progress, and we'll have something to show you in a month or so.
I have a question.
Yep.
Isn't the Placer County Economic Development Summit, isn't that next week?
Fourth? Yes.
It's right after State of the City, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just want to confirm. Right? Okay.
Okay, great. Item 4, agenda modifications. Anyone like to make any modifications to the agenda? Anyone in the audience like to make any agenda modifications? Okay. The consent calendar. Anyone like to pull an item off the consent calendar? Any member of the public like to pull an item off the consent calendar for questions or discussion?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move approval of consent calendar items 5 through 15.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Okay, I know it's there somewhere on my agenda. Next is citizens addressing the council. Any citizen can address the council. You'll have 5 minutes to speak on a topic that is not on the agenda. We can't take any action, but you're welcome to express your ideas and opinions. If you'd like to, please step forward. Seeing none, we'll move on to item 17. Russ, are you going
to? Good evening, Mayor and Council. Tonight before you, we have a recommended ordinance of the City Council amending the zoning code, specifically Section 1763.020, to add temporary parking lots for community events as a recognized special event permit. As you know, we're holding more and more city events, and we're getting larger and larger groups in attendance, and we're starting to experience the need for additional parking. And the biggest impact will probably be here at Quarry Park once this gets opened, and we actually have parking lots in phase two that just aren't ready. It's going to be a while before they come online. Some of our local parking that exists is actually on the other side of Rockland Road, and since we don't have any crosswalks except down at the corner, we don't want to be inviting people necessarily to take an unsafe path of travel. And as this staff came and discussed this with me, I realized that it probably would not be a good idea to try to get into very specific rezoning for permanent parking rights on different types of property. This is best dealt with on a singular case-by-case basis. There might be one time we want to use a specific lot and allow the temporary parking because we're really stressed, but many times that would not be a good idea. Putting this under the 020 administrative review, as you read through the special event permit process, it will lead you to subsection 060, which is the classification of the event, and it just talks about the things that the planning director looks at, and the city, and this gets referred out to the various departments, obviously public safety. the frequency, how many times this is going to happen, the potential for nuisance issues of dust and noise and odor. The circulation is, once again, the assurance of pedestrian safety, as well as how the vehicles will get in and out. Public safety, do we be able to maintain open fire lanes? Are we going to have any kind of security problems? Just how many, the attendance, so it would be limited to a certain number of cars and things. And then the duration of the event, after-event cleanup, signage, public notice, all of these things are all spelled out in 1763-060. So there is a pretty comprehensive review anytime throughout all the city departments, anytime these special event permits go out. And it just seemed that this would be a very good process to use to look at our need to have, on occasion, some temporary parking. I specifically wrote this to say temporary parking lots for community events, because we may have it. I didn't think we wanted to necessarily limit it to a city event only, because some of our other events around that are held throughout the year are getting, you know, Patriot Day and things. They're getting big too, and so you want the flexibility to add this. Arguably, we don't actually have to make this change, because if someone wanted to do a temporary parking lot, if they just brought it in, we would probably look at it and say, well, this is a special event. Just like we do the parking lot sales, well, this is in reverse. We're going to add some parking instead of taking away some parking. But we thought it best to clarify and actually do the zoning code amendment. Since this is a text amendment that does not specifically put a permanent regulation on a specific piece of land, it's not the kind of amendment that has to go through the Planning Commission. Those are actually fairly rare, but this would fall into that category, so it can come directly to you. Happy to answer any questions.
Great. Anyone have any questions for us? Go ahead, Dave. Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
Thanks, Russ, for this, and thanks, staff, for working on this and thinking far ahead. You know, one of my main interests in the development of Quarry Park is to make sure that we utilize this as a catalyst to prompt, you know, additional economic activity throughout the downtown area, including across Rockland Road and down Pacific Street. So I want to make sure that while there's concern about pedestrians, you know, crossing Rockland Road, that doesn't discourage us from permitting parking, special parking permits down Pacific Street. And the reason why I say this is, you know, Rubino's, as an example, has been a pioneer in, you know, investing in downtown Rockland, and they've just kind of been waiting for this activity that we've talked about for a long time. So I want to make sure that we have an eye towards prompting pedestrian traffic to go up Pacific Street as well as in and around here. And also, as we're looking to activate this and have corridors that draw traffic in, I'd be interested to know, this is not on the table tonight, but the pedestrian access, you know, directly across from Quarry Park, are we going to have anything there on Rockland Road? It'll be interesting as we're looking at future plans for Quarry Park, if there's going to be any pedestrian mid-block, or is it only going to be on the corners? But regardless, I'm very supportive of this. This makes a lot of sense, and thank you for bringing it to us.
Rick, do you want to follow up on that?
Just very quickly, at a later date, our city engineer will bring forward to you a proposal to look at a roundabout at the intersection of Rockland and Pacific as a means of maintaining our level of service at acceptable levels in the future years. And as a part of that, we were looking at a pedestrian safe cross, whether it be a pedestrian bridge or some other mechanism. But our intent is to look at designing something into that as a part of that process.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Just had a comment. Thank you, Russ. I think this is, yes, I'm in support of this. The only thing is, I just want to make sure that, because this is new, that we let the businesses in the area know what the series is and when to expect more parking in their area, because I think when we used to have the Jubilee, there was a ton of parking, and it was right in the, you know, the neighborhoods. But they always knew that was coming, just like Celebrate America, the Twin Oaks. So I just think we have to make sure we do a good outreach, because this is new. A lot of folks, because of how it's set up, they don't even notice what's back here. They know there's something going on. So just to make sure that they're aware and to be good neighbors.
Is this a new requirement? You brought up like Celebrate America. Would this add a new requirement for events like that, or is it just another a different way for the staff to handle?
No, this is just if we, you know, we may have existing commercial spaces even that are that have limitations on them for one reason or another. This just provides a clear process that everybody knows. Okay, if we need to address this, we have a mechanism. We have a process. We have a procedure. We know how we're going to handle it. We know how we're going to. We know how we're going to review it and look at it. We know how we're going to issue it if the need arises.
Okay. Are there noticing requirements in there similar to what Diana mentioned, or how would what do we normally do with?
No, I think I think that really falls out of the municipal code into more of how we're going to implement our and manage our special event programs.
Okay. Right. You know? I didn't mean because I said okay. I was brought up because of there's going to be more parking and more things going on just right. to be respectful right. of the businesses.
Okay.
So I just thought of another question. I beg your pardon. So if I have a lot that I think people may want to park in. I come to the city and pull a permit. Now, are we anticipating that I, as the property owner, would be able to charge for parking? Or is it the event sponsor or the city would contract with that person to provide the parking? How would that work? What's the transaction like?
I think there could be a combination of any of all of that. I think if someone wants to exercise their free enterprise and open up a large yard or backyard that made sense and got a permit to make sure they meet all the requirements and they make a few bucks, more power to them. There will be some that we may actually contract with, particularly business owners and others for nighttime use or weekend use. And we have also talked about bringing in a company to help us with this. Our intent is to demonstrate parking online so they know where the parking is, and we're going to be very conscious about protecting our neighbors back here.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Great. All right. Any?
Do you have something you wanted to add? Okay.
Anyone in the public would like to make a comment or staff? Nope. Seeing none, we'll bring it back to council.
Like to move for approval? Oh.
This is
no first reading. I like to move by title only.
Second.
Is the motion second? All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Okay.
So read now. We read the title because that was a motion to read by title only.
Okay. Does someone want to make?
Go ahead, George.
Okay. What we have is an ordinance of the city of Rockland.
Turn your microphone on, please.
Okay, well, that's even better. If I goofed up, it wasn't recorded. You guys got a double take here. I move that we approve an ordinance of the City Council of the City of Rockland amending Title 17, Chapter 17.63, Section 17.63.02 of the Rockland Municipal Code for Special Event Temporary Parking Lot Permit.
Second.
Okay. So you guys know what we just did. An ordinance is very detailed, and if we didn't read by title only, we'd have to read two pages of everything into the record. So now we just read the reference of it. We'll take a vote on it, and then you get to go home earlier.
Okay, there's been a motion and second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Item 18, Karen.
Good evening, Mayor Janda and council members. This request is to adopt an ordinance and resolution related to the duties of the Parks, Recreation, and Arts Commission. Council recognized that the role of this commission serves should be updated to better reflect the current needs of the city. Council members Russell and Magnuson formed a subcommittee to review and update the current description of the Parks, Recreation, and Arts Commission, and those modifications were discussed at the last council meeting and are presented to you tonight. Staff recommends adopting an ordinance modifying Section 2.44.110 of the Municipal Code related to the duties of the Parks, Recreation, and Arts Commission. This section will reference that the City Council shall set forth specific duties of the Commission through adoption of a resolution. This allows for easier updates and amendments to the Commission's duties as some tasks are completed or new opportunities and needs are defined by Council. So with that, I have both the ordinance and the resolution in front of you. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them at this time.
Thank you. Anyone have any questions or comments?
Go ahead, George. Comments, yeah. Sure. No, Diana, I think this follows exactly what we discussed the last time we were here with the presentation we made. So thank you, Karen, for implementing the outline that Diana typed up for you. So I think it's a great document.
Thank you, George.
Great. Dave?
Yeah, I agree that this is a terrific document. It's very timely. So thanks for your leadership on this. And just for folks to recognize, we're shifting our emphasis on parks from constructing new parks, really maintaining the ones we have, and then thinking about additional recreation event and tourism opportunities within Rockland. So we need to sort of have a new job description, new scope of work for the Park, Recreation, and Arts Commission, and this is exactly what it does. So thank you very much. Great work.
Yeah, thank you to both Diana and George as well. It's very, very well done. And this is an ordinance, so I'll entertain a motion.
Public. Okay.
Would anyone in the public like to comment on this topic? Seeing none?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move to read by title only.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move approval of the ordinance of the City Council of the City of Rockland amending Title II, Chapter 2.44, Section 2.44.110 of the Rockland Municipal Code's duties of the Parks, Recreation, and Arts Commission.
Second.
So motion and second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Entertain a motion on item.
I'd like to move approval of item 18B.
Second.
So motion and second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Okay. Item 19, announcements and brief reports.
Anything? I already gave my brief report.
All right.
Just take the liberty. I'd like to introduce my daughter to you guys. She's sitting right back there. Her name is Lane. She's a junior at Sacramento State, and she's in the Parks, Recreation, and Tourism major with an emphasis on events management. So tonight's meeting is really pretty appropriate for Lane. So I just want to say hi. Hi, Lane.
Hi, Lane.
And March 4th, we do have the State of the City, and that's at 7:15 at Sierra College?
Yes.
Okay.
And then after that, it's the Placer County Economic Development Summit at William Jessup. I guess that's maybe a 10 or something. Okay. Dave, 10?
Great.
Same day.
Yeah. Okay. I
don't have to make your presentation short.
That's not a problem.
Item 20, we had a great city manager report. Any questions or comments?
Nope. I think it was a good report. It was interesting to read all the documentation in there and take a look at this stuff. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any future agenda items? Nope. Future strategic planning items? Nope. Any action as public financing authority? No. City Council acting as successor agency, no action required.
Sorry. Great press the last couple weeks, so thank you, Troy and team. Thank you.
Very good. And this meeting is adjourned. Thank you all.